One, however, will not be heard today. It's going to be item number 3, AB 893 Garcia. We're going to start as a subcommittee. We're going to start off with item number 1 and item number 2, AB 156 Wood and AB 157. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Senators. Current law establishes the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the ACA. Enacted in March of 2010, the ACA provides a framework, policies, regulations, and guidelines for the implementation of comprehensive health care reform by the states. The ACA expands access to quality, affordable insurance and health care. One of the provisions of the ACA established a transitional reinsurance program to stabilize premiums inside and outside marketplaces in California, known as Covered California, and for 2014, 15, and 16 benefit years only. Reinsurance was designed to help keep rates down during the first 3 years of the marketplaces to stabilize the market and attract more consumers to build a healthy risk mix. The bill deletes references to reinsurance in the individual market provisions of the insurance code consistent with federal law. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Before we ask for any witness and support, we're going to go ahead and establish a quorum. Can we call the members, please?
Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Wynn? Atkins?
Here.
Atkins here. Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell? Monning? Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Nielsen? Roth?
Here.
Roth here.
Quorum has been established. Is there anyone like to speak in support of the measure? Is there any opposition?
Yes. Mary June Flores with Health Access California in support.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Is there opposition to the measure? Questions, comments from any of the members? We have a motion by Senator Atkins. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
We have a motion by Senator Atkins. This is item number 1, AB 156. This is due pass. Call the members, please.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn? Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell? Monning? Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Current vote count is 5. We're going to place that bill in call. We're going to move to item number 2, AB 157.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. AB 157 is similar to AB 156, except that this bill deletes references to reinsurance in the small group market provisions of the insurance code consistent with federal law. AB 156 is related to in references to reinsurance in the individual market of the insurance code. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Is there anyone in support of the measure?
Mary June Flores on behalf of Health Access California also in support.
Thank you. Is there any opposition? Questions? Seeing no questions, we have a motion by Senator Roth. Please close.
Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
We have item number 2, AB 157, do pass. Call the members, please.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn? Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell? Monning? Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Sure. Vote count is 5. We're going to place that bill on call. And thank you. And we will, assuming that we shouldn't have any problems after this, and we'll just put on a call. Thank you. 56, call the...
Newman, aye. Mitchell, Monning, Nielsen.
We're going to place that bill on call. We're in item number 2, AB 157. We're going to lift the call. Call the absent members.
Nguyen. Nguyen, aye. Mitchell, Monning, Nielsen.
We're going to place that bill back on call.
What item is it?
Four.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members, thank you very much. This bill is defines a Rehabilitation Innovation Center as a nonprofit or government-owned facility that holds at least one federal rehabilitation research and training designation as specified. I'm happy to take any questions. Request an aye vote, Mr. Chairman.
There's an amendment.
There is an amendment. Can we pass the amendments out? I'm assuming the author is going to be taking the amendments.
I guess you have a witness or a support.
Will you accept the only a speaker of ours to confirm this well? Sir. I hope she accepts the
amendment. You can say the address, comments, drafting comments, and analysis.
So the amendments do address drafting comments within the analysis. I'm assuming the author will take the amendments.
As the stand-in author, yes, I'd be happy to take the amendments. Hopefully the witness will speak to that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So anyone in support? We have support on both sides.
Hello, I'm honored to be here. I just flew in this morning. My name is Mindy Azen, and I am the Chief Innovation and Research Officer at Rancho Los Amigos in Downey, California. And I am here today to speak in support of AB 1411. As the Assembly member has indicated, this bill would designate Rancho Los Amigos National Rehabilitation Center as a rehab innovation center. And if I may, I would like to give you a bit of personal information and experience regarding this. So I'm a neurologist. I'm a physician. I've worked with people with disabilities for my entire adult life, and I've worked all over the country. I've spent time in the more affluent rehabilitation hospital communities, and actually Christopher Reeve was one of my patients, and he was a great man, and I was honored to take care of him. And I worked in Washington, D.C. for 7 years running rehabilitation research for the Department of Veterans Affairs. I've also served as the CEO of United Cerebral Palsy's Research and Educational Foundation. And I've spent the last 8-plus years at Rancho Los Amigos in Downey. And I think that I can confidently say that Rancho Los Amigos is a rehab facility like none other, certainly in the country and very likely in the world. It's a place that has the highest quality of rehabilitation care delivered to people who are very often overlooked. It's Downey is not an affluent community. It's a county hospital. We serve the underserved, and yet we train the best and brightest rehabilitation therapists who go all over the world delivering the highest quality care. We also have a very, if I may say, a very impressive research program and record of achievement and discovery and dissemination. And what is remarkable is that Rancho is able to do this as a county facility with no endowment and with a workforce that are all county employees who get up every day and do this hard work because they really believe that a job well done is its own reward. So Rancho really is a humble place. I may be bragging a bit here, but Rancho is a humble place, and it provides care to those who would not get it otherwise. That isn't to say that people don't come from as far as Las Vegas and Texas because they know about the quality of clinical care we provide, but it's certainly not in a posh environment. So why do we ask that you designate us in this way? Well, you know, we're not asking for money, but we are asking for recognition. And Rancho has been functioning as a place for people with impairments, disabilities, and needs since 1888, but it's had a rocky road. And at the moment, we're solidly functioning well as part of the County of Los Angeles healthcare system. But this designation would give us the recognition, the stability, and the visibility that would help us compete more effectively for federal grants, for private foundation grants, to augment our programs for our patients. So I respectfully ask that you vote aye on this, and I would be very happy to take questions.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in support? Yes. Opposition? Questions from the members?
I do have a question. Ms. Hazen, thank you for your testimony today. So as part of the packet that I got, it included a video of a paraplegic utilizing a brain control, looked like an automated arm, to give himself a drink. So I'm not sure everybody saw that, but would you put that in context, please, especially for my fellow members?
Sure. So brain-computer interface is one of the most astonishing technologies around. And it was initially funded by the Department of Defense to help pilots have better access to controls and do things should they not be able to reach for something that quickly. Rancho being Rancho, we happen to have some of the best neurosurgeons on the West Coast working with us, and they became intrigued with this technology. I actually first became familiar with the technology when I was in the VA and showed some of the veterans this possibility. So the man you describe, Eric, his name is Eric Sordo, and I'm not violating any HIPAA information because he's all over the internet and proudly so, is a very high tetraplegic. He has no use of his arms. He needs a ventilator to breathe at night. But he has learned to use his mind to control a computer screen and a robotic arm and a variety of other things. And we're only one of two places in the country doing this. And it has been, well, it's been a magnificent experience for Eric himself because it's liberated him. It's taken him out of his body. But also it's inspired all of the other patients at Rancho who aren't quite as impaired as he is to see that, you know, looking what he's able to achieve, and also to see that we care so much about developing these technologies for people with impairment.
Thank you for that context. It really is, if on the committee, if you haven't a chance to look at it, especially with that as context, it's really cool. So that is inspiring. Thank you.
Any other questions from any of the members?
And I will be accepting the committee amendments. I do appreciate the cleanup that you guys did.
No problem. Thank you. We have a motion by Senator Leyva. Would you like to close?
This is a jewel in my district, and we don't have too many of them, so it's exciting to be able to advocate for this one today. And I've seen the video of Eric. I've actually gotten to meet Eric out there, so it's pretty exciting. And, you know, the story is that he had a dream of enjoying the Super Bowl and having a cold beer. And so that was the beginning. But you have patients here who are willing to be partners with higher ed institutions that are that you can't find anywhere else because of the partnership and the great work that the center does and the trust that they have with their doctors there. So it's exciting to be able to work on this bill together for the district. This is the winner of my There Ought to Be a Law contest this year. And with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay, we have item number four, AB 1411, do pass as amended. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Current vote count is 8-0. That bill is out. We're going to go ahead and open the roll, starting off with item number one, AB 156. Call the absent members.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen.
Current vote count is 8-0, and that bill is out. We're going to move to item number two, AB 157. Call the absent members.
Mitchell. Mitchell,
aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen.
Current vote count is 8-0, and that bill is out as well. And that does conclude the business of the day. Questions? And we are adjourned. Thank you very much, members.